All right, we are back, 8 o'clock. Al, I need you to do some math.
We got
a couple of guys coming to the studio, college kids, local kids, one from St. Joe's, one from Dickinson and Carlisle, PA. And these guys have spent the last 3 months driving all around the country to see a baseball game in all 30 ballparks. Right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I need you to figure out for me. They have traveled 16,000 miles, right? And they are literally driving in from New York today. They were at Yankee Stadium last night. And then they'll be here tomorrow night for the final game in their home ballpark, right?
Mm-hmm.
16,000 miles at current gas rates. Remember, they started 90 days ago when the gas rates were really a lot higher even. What does that run you? How do where you get the money for just the gas?
So where do you figure the gas?
Where do you sleep? Are they sleeping in this vehicle, Al?
Because
if that vehicle's here, I want to send Ava down to smell it.
Yep.
$3,000 in gas.
$3,000 in gas?
If it's, I figured $4.50 a gallon.
But Jones, 90 days on the road with two college kids.
That's a lot of fun. That's great. Because hotels are expensive now. That's another thing with inflation.
Right.
That would be costly.
Find out where they park. Ava, you're going down to do the sniff test.
What?
That place smells. I guarantee you, Al, that it's probably got fast food cartons
everywhere.
Strewn
all
everywhere.
Over the floor.
Dirty socks.
Chips.
Who knows what else is in there? All right. Anyway, we'll get a report on that. They'll be in very shortly, I'm told. I hope.
They're here.
All right. They are here already. All right, great. On the line with us right now is a man whose work I love when he does a game.
Yeah.
I just love the way Ben Davis does Phillies game. That is my favorite analyst, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Ben.
Top of the morning to you, lads.
All right, Ben, that thing. Ben, explain this to me, please. 11 runs, 18 hits. No runs, 5 hits the next day. How does that? I don't understand. Help me to understand.
Well, I hate to give the opposing pitcher any credit, but Nick Lodolo yesterday was exceptional. He was very, very good. He was a lefty that the guys had not seen before. He's a big kid. He was 94 to 97. It was a big sweeping breaking ball. He was very, very good, and he had the Phillies number yesterday.
But Ben, he got tuned up by the Cubs. He got, and then before that by the Brewers, and then all of a sudden he figured out how to pitch when he got to us. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I mean, he was the 5th overall pick a couple of years ago at TCU. He got $5 million, and he's a big left-handed pitcher, and he was really, really good yesterday. I think he's just kind of going through some growing pains, and that's why he got lit up, a couple previous starts. You know, going into yesterday, righties were hitting 298 against him. Lefties were hitting just 200. So Rob Thompson stacked the lineup with a lot of righties. It just didn't work out. It was just one of those days where, I talked to a couple players after the game. And they said he was just really good, couldn't pick up his breaking ball. He was spotting his fastball up, and, you know, he had his way with him.
All right. We got a couple of situations here we need your help with. The Judge Johnson is very concerned about the pitching rotation for the big series coming up against the Mets this weekend. Noah Syndergaard is not pitching in the series. And his fifth day would be Saturday for the doubleheader. And he's not pitching then or Sunday. He's going Monday. What's going on there, Ben?
Well, they're just giving him an extra day, considering the fact that he went into the eighth inning in his start against the Reds the other night. He was very, very good. I liked what I saw. His fastball command was very good, and his breaking ball was a lot better than what we had seen. So they just want to give him an extra day and just make sure he's rested, and you're going to throw him against the Reds on Monday night.
Ben, do you think at all it has to do with who the opponent is? Because it was widely reported when he was in Anaheim how he kind of had the same extra day's rest when the Mets were in Anaheim, and then leading to this series, jumping to a seventh-day rest, it's difficult not to draw conclusions.
No, I don't think so, because honestly, I don't think that the Mets lineup really scares a whole lot of people. I know they've had their way with the Phillies this year, but the bottom half of the Mets lineup, it doesn't really do it for me. If you can keep the Nemo and Marte off the bases, I think you like your odds with that lineup. But the bottom half of that lineup, honest to God, it doesn't do a whole lot for me. I mean, Alonso in the middle, he's really good. But the other guys, they just don't do it. I don't think that's part of it. I just think they just want to give him an extra day.
Give him an extra day.
Is it two extra days or one?
It's two extra days. He's pitching on the seventh day Monday. He was brought here to pitch big games, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But they figured, you know what, we're just going to give him a couple extra days and see how he responds. He's still trying to get from his surgery, still trying to get his arm back to where it needs to be. I did see some promising that his velocity maintained a little bit more throughout the course of that game against the Reds the other night, so that's a good sign. Listen, this is a decision that they're making, and they're sticking by it.
All right, let the record show, I am not thrilled with Ben Davis's answer to that question, so I'll move to the next one, and hopefully I'll have more success here. All of a sudden, because Marsh went down, the Phillies are thin in the outfield again, Ben Davis. Is there any chance they would bring back again Odubel Herrera?
No.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Why are you so sure about it?
I just don't see it. I mean, he just hasn't done a whole lot to benefit the ball club. His at-bats were not great, and, you know, his center field play was adequate. It wasn't over the top. But I think they have a couple pieces right now that can help them get through what they're going through, but they are extremely thin. We met with Rob Thompson yesterday in his office, and he said, listen, you know, the bottom line is we're extremely thin right now. You saw Nick Maton start in left field yesterday. They are just extremely thin right now. They don't have a whole lot at the lower levels, so they're going to have to make do with what's going on right now.
All right, but it will not be Odubel. You are staking your reputation on this, Ben Davis.
I am. I don't see how it can be. I just don't see how it can be.
All right, now listen, something's going on in these broadcasts that I'm delighted with.
All right.
All right. In fact, now it's in all the newspapers today. So whenever now, Ben, that the Phillies make a really good fundamental defensive play,
uh-huh,
a graphic pops up on the screen, right? And the graphic has the smiling face of Keith Hernandez, and it has a Keith Hernandez-approved fundamental play. What's this about? Give us the background. I think it's hilarious. I need more on this, Ben.
Well, I mean, if you saw when we went into New York last weekend, Keith Hernandez was not going to be there. He was in St. Louis getting inducted to the St. Louis Hall of Fame. And he said, you're going to miss the games against the Phillies. He said, well, you know, I'm not so concerned about the Phillies. He goes, they just don't, you know, fundamentally, they're not there. Defensively, they're not there. And, you know, if I'm missing those games, then so be it. So basically, we took it upon ourselves to say, you know what, Keith, we're playing very good defense. Their defense has improved dramatically. And yesterday, you know, when something pops up, Gene Segura makes that play, they said it's Keith Hernandez approved. And I will give our producer, Jeff Halickman, our director, Nick Marchetta, all the credit in the world because they have a knack for these kind of things. They're the best in the business. And you know what? Having them on our side is always a plus here in Philadelphia.
All right. If this happens this weekend, now I'm going to assume Hernandez is not coming into town. Is that right, Ben?
That I don't know. I'll be in the studio doing pre and post, so I don't know if Keith will be here or not.
All right, because they may need you over at the ballpark if somebody starts throwing hands, Ben. You can handle yourself.
I'm there.
All right, but will this trolling continue in the Mets series when the Philly makes a good play?
I think it has to. It was really well received by the public. So I think it kind of has to. It was really well done. And they throw it up there, that graphic up on the screen, yep, and it makes everybody giggle.
No, it's phenomenal. Ben, last thing. You played in a lot of ballparks. What was your favorite park to play in?
I would say probably Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Or as Al would say, Fenway Park. It was just a place where you kind of stand in the box. The old Yankee Stadium was up there too. And I always decided, you know, or thought, you know, if a park, I always looked at a park, well, how nice it was and how good the post-game spread was. So that's how I kind of judged all the parks.
All right.
Yankee Stadium and Fenway were my favorite.
Did you dent the monster in your career? You must have hit that thing, right, Ben?
I hit it a couple times, yeah.
Damn right you did.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was just a really cool place. But now it's even nicer. The playing surface is that much nicer from when I played there. But it's a beautiful place. A place to behold. Just sitting where it sits, and it's awesome. If you can get a chance to go up there and take in the game, do it.
So if they need you in the booth this week, Ed, if Keith Hernandez attacks them, you are ready for that, Ben Davis, is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't think anything will happen. I think they'll take care of things, but if they need me, I'm there.
All right, because frankly, I'm not sure Kruk can do it. We may need you over there. Ben Davis, we love you, man. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Guys, thanks so much.
Ben Davis, Kruk right now doesn't look healthy enough to handle that.
He's on that diet.
Yeah, Schmidt is not too young. All right, not the Keith Jones, Keith Hernandez is young.
Uh-huh. Can I add another tidbit?
No gray hair.
You got another?
Can I
add a tidbit? What else you going to cause a problem
to my
with?
Syndergaard case?
Yeah.
So when the Phillies took on the Mets last week up at Citi Field, the New York media tried to quickly catch up with Syndergaard and say, you know, you were offered to come back to New York. You chose to go out west. And he was quoted saying that he needed a break because he felt too much attention would be paid to his injury.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Davis was
He's lying low. Wow. He's lying.
He's avoiding the Mets.
I think Johnson's out of something. He might be cowardly.
No, Ben convinced me that Johnson's an idiot.
He did not.
Al did not
it's
earlier.
An extra day of rest.
Right. Tally is calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Tally.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
I'm great, Tals. How are you, pal?
Listen, I'm beautiful when I hear your voice, but listen, you got to stay on the radio. Your crew gets going when you're there. The guy yesterday, I thought I was going to pass out. That guy that covers for you and you're out.
Whoa.
Tally, he's right here.
What's wrong with you?
No. Not him. Not him. Right. The other guy who talks with him. Your people.
Oh, that's Al.
You talking about Al?
That's Al Morganti.
No, there's another guy.
He's Ruben Amaro?
Was Ruben Amaro here yesterday? You thought Ruben Amaro came across as an idiot?
The guy that wants to spin all the time. Let's get a spin on the wheel. Let's freak him. Listen, when you're home, they're going to run a tube up your behind right to your vocal cord, and you need to stay on the freaking radio 5 days a week.
All right, so you're saying, like, even from my bed, when I wake up, I should just start talking.
Oh, man, I'm dead serious, dude. They got to call you from your house.
All right, well, Tally,
wait till you hear the new guy.
The new guy, Tally, might totally win you over, and you'll go, I don't even remember who was there.
It's amazing.
Oh, man, unbelievable. Listen, you guys make my day, but, man.
Thank you.
When you're gone, Jesus Christ, I want to call you out.
All right, Tally, I'll leave on my last day, I'll leave my number, and then anybody wants to call me during the show, I can talk to you. Tally, give me a great place to see a sports event.
No. I love that voice. Listen, I'm a huge Eagles fan. Huge Eagles fan.
All right.
And we're going all the way. 12-5. 12-5. You heard it here first.
Thank you, Tally. Appreciate your call. He wasn't really following the format closely, but
he's a big fan of yours, huh?
I know. I sensed a really awkward situation if he was going after Johnson.
Yeah.
Because to be clear. Johnson is Cataldi approved. You understand?
Yeah.
Johnson comes in here because you want him, Al. Rhea wants him. Jonesy can't get enough of him. And I enjoy him.
I appreciate the text from Jonesy mid-show.
And you like it when there's such a big drop-off that miss you, so you're okay with it.
Not true. That is not true. That is a rude remark, Jonesy.
Remarkably correct.
215-592-9494. Well, we return. I believe these traveling, these crazy vagabonds that are coming in, they have gone to all 30 ballparks.
Nice.
We're going to get some great thoughts from Sheamus and Sam next. All right, welcome back. We're coming up at 8:22 right now, and we have a couple people in studio, our local kids.
Yep.
One has just graduated from Dickinson.
Carlisle.
Right? And that, I believe, your name is Sam. All right, Sam. Sam, and you guys are cousins. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you are cousins, and you're both named Glavitt. But not Tom Glavine, no relation.
No E on the end.
All right, and you were a catcher at Dickinson. You are a fine baseball player. And you, Sheamus, from St. Joe's with one semester to go.
One left.
You are not a baseball player.
I was not a baseball player.
In fact, you have not even really loved the sport until this trip.
Sam made me love the sport.
He did.
Yes.
So you guys are very tight, go back a long way.
Yes.
Yeah, we grew up together.
All right, so you decided on this summer, instead of working or doing something else, you wanted to go on an adventure, right? Let's start with the vehicle, all right? Sam, was this your vehicle?
No, it's my uncle's, Seamus' dad's.
All right, Seamus, what is the nature of this vehicle? What is it?
So it's an Airstream Interstate. It's a 24-foot long van. We got a bed, a shower, some burners.
Wow. It's a hop.
Is that a Mercedes?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, hold on, Al. These guys are rich.
Mercedes. Oh, man. Mercedes.
Wow.
Man.
Right into the lion's den.
Wow.
So I'm going to
Dad
guess.
Dad and uncle's rich.
I've heard these things before, and they got like some old jalopy.
Yeah.
No, this thing is nice.
Wow.
All right, so we don't even have to smell this, Al. I'm sure it's fine. All right, so you guys, who came up with the idea first, Sam or Seamus?
That was me.
Seamus. All right, Edward, what made you decide you wanted to do this?
Well, we had some money saved up, and we both couldn't find jobs. I mean, he was trying to become a teacher, and I was trying to find an internship, and this was the perfect time to do it. We had no ties to home, and once he graduated, 2 days later, we were on the road.
All right, and you started in D.C.
We did.
How did you map out the itinerary to hit all 30 ballparks?
Well, first you have to look at who's home. Because you can't go to a game if they're not home.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's
why he went to St. Joe. Yep.
That education's already paying off, Al.
Lucky he was there, Sam.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right.
So you have to factor in drive time. So it was 2 to 3 days in between at least. And I don't know. It just kind of worked out really well. It got a little squirrely in California with the Bay Area.
They had a lot of issues down there. You went total 16,000 miles.
18,000.
Yeah, you gave me the wrong number there.
18,000 miles. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Al has tried to do the computation on this.
6,000. You didn't tell me it was diesel, and you didn't tell me it was 18.
So
I figured $6,000 for gas.
It cost these guys $6,000 just for the gas?
That's my figuring.
Sam, is that correct?
I haven't done the math myself, and I was an English major. So
what do you mean you haven't done the math? You
paid for it?
Who, you're using your father's credit card?
Did you ever look at what the price of the gas was before you pumped it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
We absolutely did.
Okay, let's go to, because tomorrow night is the end of the Odyssey here at home, right? You ended here?
Saturday for the doubleheader.
Oh, ooh. Saturday. See, they're putting two games in there, Al. Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess a couple of things I want to ask you. First of all, when you were driving, what did you listen to on the radio?
We listened to a lot of like podcasts and audiobooks mostly, actually.
So. No sports radio.
No, you know what? I mean, we were trying to get the Odyssey app to get going, but it wasn't working for us on the thing.
Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome.
No, in all honesty, I take emails every day. You are hardly the first to make that comment.
Yeah. We're working on it, guys.
All right. They are working on it. All right, because I was wondering, because Keith Jones, if you don't know, he doesn't have any music on in his car
I've heard that.
Yeah,
ever. He hates music.
Mm. I don't and need. That's why I like wonder. The noise of the world around me. Not produced.
All right.
You run without headphones as well.
Yes. All right. I don't run.
Best ballpark of the 30. You've already seen ours.
Mm-hmm.
Best one.
So we have different answers, but my favorite so far is Wrigley.
Wrigley Field. Yeah. Seamus.
Yeah. Mine's Petco Park in San Diego.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Really? What about really?
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. It was great. Right. Did you like the West Coast more than the East Coast?
No.
What didn't you like about the West Coast?
Well, the gas prices.
Right, hold on. Fellas, in previous life, this would be a trap question, but I no longer endorse them. Did you have an In-N-Out burger on the West Coast?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
And?
Overrated.
It is. And the fries are putrid.
They're horrible.
Yep. They're horrible.
They're horrible. I agree.
They're horrible. All right, we've made some progress here. Let me get back to this. The best thing you ate.
In 29 ballparks, the tri-tip sandwich in San Diego was phenomenal. I was floored.
Yeah, sandwich. It was good.
Yeah? Yeah, that was the one?
Yeah. Same.
All right.
As well.
Will you have a Schmitter here? Do they still give the Schmitter out?
I don't know if they still
I don't even know if they do. The food here is great.
Yeah.
I want to think they'll beat you on that. All right. What was the worst thing you ate?
The worst thing we ate? Oh, it was probably the tachos. The first ballpark we went to, Washington Nationals.
Tachos?
Yeah. It was tater tots with all of the nacho toppings.
Oh,
it was bad.
God, that sounds awful.
It was slush.
Oh, what about crickets in Seattle?
You ate a cricket?
I ate a cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, chocolate really? Covered or
no?
What?
Nope.
Straight
just
up. A straight cricket?
What? They sold us at the ballpark.
No, it was in the van.
They ran out of money.
Just fried it up.
All right. Did you see any great games? Really great games?
Well, last night we were at the Yankees game where they walked it off with that grand slam.
After
an hour rain delay, and it was in extra innings too.
Yep.
So we're running on 2 hours of sleep right now.
Oh my God!
And
really?
You guys stay to the end of every game that you went to?
Every game.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I want to. I guess there's only one other thing. This became a profound. It had a profound effect on their lives.
Really,
Sam? Graduated a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. What were you going to do with your life?
I was looking for a teaching position.
Wow. Yeah. And now?
And now, I mean, I've made a lot of really great connections with some people who work in different departments for different teams, and now I kind of want to get in and work with an MLB team.
Wow. He's going to go into baseball instead of teaching. I'm not sure which is better. I'm trying to think now. Well. All right. And Seamus, what do you want to do now?
So I was going to go into something with economics. That's my major.
Boring.
It is boring. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking sports media.
Sports media!
Yeah.
Mm. Something like this!
Why not?
You know what? Let's find out.
There's an opening.
All right, boys, you're here. An opening is coming up here.
Is this an interview now?
All right, no, we're going to take some calls and stuff and see how you guys do.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to be throwing stuff your way, and we'll see what you got coming up with. First one's a very good caller, my good friend Jason from the Dirty 30. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo. Morning, team.
How are you doing today, Jace?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were there with Rocco and your brother. I guess it was Monday.
Yeah.
It was great to see you do it so well, Jason. What did you want to say about the Phillies?
I want to talk about Syndergaard.
All right, Syndergaard.
There's no way. Look, every time that, you know, he's supposed to be pitching, that's his job. You know, he shouldn't dictate to the team, to the manager when he's ready to play.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Let me run this by Sam, because he's a catcher, actually. Mm-hmm. Sam, Syndergaard was brought here. His fifth day is Saturday, the day you're going to see the doubleheader.
Correct.
He is not pitching that day.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the sixth day. He is not pitching that day. He is waiting for the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
And John Johnson has questioned whether Noah Syndergaard is more interested in his next contract, padding his stats, than he is in helping the Phillies. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking Rob Thompson wants to win games against the Mets, and I don't think Syndergaard gives you the best chance to win.
Ooh. Ooh, I didn't expect that. You don't think he's got that much left in the tank?
No, I don't.
Wow. You have a better shot with Bailey Falter.
I think he used the bullpen. You just go bullpen.
Go to the bullpen.
With
opener,
a Bailey Falter opener.
Can I just say this, Sam? That was a provocative and unexpected response. Jason, did it impress you? Jason?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I got that sense. Yes.
And I haven't heard from Butch from Maniunk in a while. Is he all right?
No one knows. Butch from Maniunk is MIA.
Bingo.
I can now state that unequivocally, Jason.
Hmm.
He has disappeared, and he has not been on this show in 3 weeks.
Really?
What? No wonder.
And I'm going to tell you
the
biggest shock of all, Jason. There has not been a single complaint via email. And now when he did come on, there were many emails.
Do we have a sighting of all of them before
None.
I rip them?
No one has seen him in 3 weeks. The last time I saw him was 3 weeks ago at Atlantic City.
Hmm.
He brought a basketball with him, and he sat on it in front of our table at the Borgata.
Hmm.
And then he did a poem. It didn't go over well. And he has not been heard from since.
Maybe he ran away with that basketball.
Oh,
I don't know.
An island?
Jason, we will check on that. Give me a great place to see a sports event.
Absolutely. How about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, Nevada. What's in Las Vegas?
The Raiders Stadium.
The Raiders Stadium.
They got the,
That's right. Yeah,
Golden Knights.
New one.
And
he
has an arena, too.
All right, let us go next to Hassan. I got to just say this because it blew my mind. So these guys just dedicated this summer. And I said to them off the air, I said, boys, they're from our area right now. Boys, I got tickets to the Phillies.
Right.
Get tickets to the Eagles.
Right.
What do you want to see? They grew up here. Sam?
The Eagles. Going to the Eagles game.
Shame.
Easily the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's how much they own the city.
Yeah.
These guys spent 3 months in a car going 18,000 miles, and they go to see the Eagles. You got good hopes about this year?
Huge. Yeah,
let's take a call on that from Hassan. Hi, Hassan.
How are you? Good morning, everyone.
Hassan, what do you want to say about Miles Sanders?
Well, I need Howie to do me a favor once he's down there in Cleveland. You know, he did whisper in Kareem Hunt's ear to request a trade.
No.
And we need a running back.
I don't want Kareem Hunt. You're not bringing that here. That's a ton of baggage. I want nothing to do with that. But Hassan, this Sanders, does he ever stay healthy?
Never. And that's been a problem his whole career. And I think that's going to make him not be our running back for the future. We need a running back. You know, we don't have a running back that's going to be a number one running back, period.
Jonesy, when you play, did you have a teammate who was always hurt?
Yes, but
I would say
it becomes frustrating, but there's nobody that's playing professionally that doesn't want to be on the field all the time.
You believe that?
Yeah, I do. But there is some players that have the ability to play through injuries. And
some don't.
And some just can't.
All right, Sam, you were a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Division I college baseball, right?
It was Division III.
That's the same thing. It doesn't matter. All right, did you ever get hurt?
I did, yeah. I pulled my hamstring.
All right, did you
times.
Play through it? See, did you ever get hit in the cojones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, he's proud of it, though.
You're wearing a cup, so.
Was your voice higher before or lower before?
I mean, the first time I got hit down there was in Little League, and then it kind of just.
You don't seem like you're a big guy. You're a catcher.
You know, I get that a lot.
You're very slender. You're skinny.
Yeah. You know what? I ended up catching because in Little League, I was the only one that wanted to do it. And so I never really got a chance to get on the mound. And then when I did get on the mound, I was terrible.
You were not good on the mound.
No, I wasn't. So I just kept catching.
You look good in a mask.
All right, Hassan.
Appreciate it.
Hassan, I need this Sanders thing. Right? Hassan, if he misses one game this year, I am not responsible for my comments. I mean this. Every year, the same thing. This is his contract year. If he pulls up lame again for half the season, no one's going to give him a contract. Not a big one. Right, John?
No, they're not.
You want that? If I had a teammate.
Especially at that position.
The reason I asked you, if I had a teammate that was always hurt, I'd say something.
Yeah, there's teammates that put pressure on guys that are injured.
I would.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, you know, we're all on a team here.
But less than it ever did before.
Yeah. It's a different world.
Yeah, there's too much science involved now.
Hassan, give me a great place to see a sports event.
I'm old school, so I'm going to take it to the Palestra.
The Palestra.
Somebody said that.
Yeah. Give us the ones we have. Hassan, listen closely. This could be even a place that no longer exists.
So we have the Spectrum. We got Madison Square Garden. We have Las Vegas. I think one of the two arenas there. Wrigley Field. Clearwater Spectrum Field. Fenway Park, Lambeau Field, the Palestra, the Vet, Connie Mack Stadium, Wembley Stadium.
All right, you guys are not doing great with this contest. Come on, Hassan.
I'll take the Civic Center then.
All right.
Okay. Which one?
Time out.
He's talking about an old building here, I think.
With the local things. This is the world. You could go to Rome. You could watch the Lions at the Coliseum.
The different Lions.
Oh, yeah. Not
that coach would have fun with those Lions, though.
I guess. All right. 215. Boys, hang around a little, all right?
Sure.
You have been traveling the world out, and now they're right here in their hometown.
At 2 hours sleep.
With 2 hours sleep.
That's impressive.
They came down. You know why? Because they're honoring a commitment. They're fine young men. 215.
We don't know
592.
That.
8:42 is your time. Ava Graham, give us an update on our question of the day.
Well, it is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find new roads, shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. So, Angela, doesn't look like anybody's scheduling around the Eagles preseason. Will you schedule your weekend around the Eagles preseason game Sunday at 1? 83% say no.
Will you guys watch the game? I got the two world travelers here, local kids, on their final stop after going 18,000 miles. Will you watch the Eagles Sunday?
I will, just because I didn't watch the last preseason game.
There
we were
he
driving,
goes. He's got to catch up.
There you go.
He's got to catch up. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking to these guys because what they have just embarked on started as just a fun way to spend the summer. Two incredibly rich people with a fancy vehicle. All right? But then, here's the amazing part of this story.
Mm-hmm.
They both now have recharted their career path.
That's right.
Based on the thing. All right? So Seamus here from St. Joe's. You'll be out when, Seamus?
In December.
All right. And you now would love to be in sports media.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I said to him off the air, I said, you can be any sports media person in the world.
Okay, that's a
Think of the money that people are making in sports media.
Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Charles.
Charles Barkley.
All right, how about Joe Buck or Tony Rhodes making $18 million a year? Here's one. How about Keith Jones?
How about we stop that
name already? Keith.
All right, now you tell me, because say just what you told me during the break, who do you want to be someday?
I want to be a producer like Jack Fritz.
Jack Fritz is your role model.
Yeah,
why not? Would you listen to his podcast?
Absolutely.
All right, you enjoy his work here at WIP?
I do, absolutely.
What would it mean to you if you got a chance to talk to Jack Fritz?
Well, it'd be great, obviously.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Fritz. Hi, Jack.
It's about time I got recognized. Jack, all the work I've put in. What an honor.
Oh, man. Jack, now the way I understand this, Jack, yesterday on this very show when I was not here, you were demeaned. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ruben Amell took a couple of shots at you. Is that right? Well,
yeah.
I want you to know this guy someday hopes to be Jack Fritz.
Hi, Jack.
Seamus, how are you? I was just couldn't be more jealous of the trip you guys went on. And listen, I appreciate the kind words. It's very tough being me, having to deal with Ruben Amaro questioning my baseball knowledge was a blow to the ego, but we power through.
Jack, I want to. I know the way we tried to get you started years ago when you were an intern here. Could he come by someday and hang with you and watch you do a show?
1,000,000%. Anytime he would want, just direct message me and we will work it all out.
All right, that's great, Jack, because I got to be honest. I thought he'd go with somebody making a lot of money because I don't think they're paying you that well here, Jack.
I think he made a bad decision, but if he wants to be me, he could definitely do it for sure.
Oh, I'm trying to help you out here.
Right.
I appreciate it, but it's not a realistic kid.
All right, Jack, you got to get together. He's a great kid. You could really show him a few things in the producing game because he really wants to be behind the scenes.
That sounds great. By the way, Angelo, I saw Butch and Manny-unk.
Oh, you did? Where is he?
So he walked into Chickie's last Friday when John and Ike were there, went straight to the bathroom, didn't say hi, and then we didn't see him again. But I can confirm that Butch and Manny-unk is doing okay.
All right.
Is he still in the bathroom there?
Wow. He followed Mark then. I don't know.
Something fishy's going on.
Oh, no.
Jack, thank you. All right. Now, Jack will follow up on this too, Seamus. So you could come in and watch him do a show, ask him questions, stuff like that. Yeah, then you have kind of an in to become an intern or something like that. And who knows where that leads?
Yeah, you'll be able to afford a van like that someday.
You're going to learn enough to quit.
This should solve your problems, and then you will do what your dad wants you to do and join the family business where you will be a millionaire.
Back to the company.
Isn't that great?
Aren't you glad you came in on 2 hours rest?
Thank you, guys.
Worked every second. Chris is out of life from Phoenixville. Hi, Chris.
Well, I'm glad I'm not there now. I'm down in Ocean City, Maryland, and by accident, my daughter tapped the radio and knocked me off of Bluetooth, and I heard you guys on FM down here in Ocean City, Maryland, which is a real beach.
Wow.
But, you know, the good news is I called just so I get better reception, though. And also.
Wait a minute. We have the Odyssey.
Angela, I know you still think your rotary phone at home requires long distance plan, but it doesn't.
No, we have an app that is supposedly really a great way to hear us anywhere in the world. The woman's hearing us in Tokyo, and you're saying in Ocean City, Maryland, you have to call us so you can hear us when you're on hold?
I have the app. I've been actually off the grid from a Philly standpoint. I listen to you guys when I'm home, but there's actually a you got to reset the mind. And I usually have a little bit more baseball acumen, definitely more than Ruben Amaro, but not Jeff Britt.
That's not heard.
All right, I don't know what happened here with Ruben yesterday.
Ruben came in right. In a terrible mood.
He did.
His card didn't work again.
Oh,
and he came in.
He was Ruben
a reason
was,
for that.
Ruben,
oh wow.
Ruben was on vacation.
Yeah.
And when he got home, the first time he went to use his car to come here, his daughters had used his car and left him with less than a gallon of gas.
Did you confront him? About what Jonathan Papelbon had said.
Absolutely.
And did he give an acceptable response?
He took the high road.
But I am
however,
so
however,
no, a whip.
No, however, his mother went was
his mother was mad.
She will come on to discuss.
Can she come in
absolutely.
Studio?
Absolutely.
Her card will work.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something right now. Yeah. What I have learned from this is that his mother has a lot more moxie than the son.
And he agrees.
It's a great word for that, moxie.
All right. Anyway, Chris, what about the Phillies? They can't score a run yesterday at Cincy. What's that about?
Well, I like to do independent consulting. I don't want to be a Kool-Aid W2, right. But I can tell you, I've been saying it on the air, as you can listen to your Odyssey app replays. Ruben Amaro is the number one reason why we don't have a minor league system, because Mike Arbuckle left after Ruben got the job because he went to Penn Charter, where Phil Giles and Dave Montgomery went.
All right, hold on a minute. What about Chris? There was a guy here for five freaking years who got you nothing, and Matt Klentak. You're going to leave him out of the equation?
I said Amaro is the number one reason because Mike Arbuckle.
All right, so Arbuckle would have still been here. I don't know, but I know this. We gave the keys to our car to Klentak and McPhail, and they did nothing. They did nothing. Seamus, rip them.
It was brutal. And we don't have a farm system as a result, and we now have a team that can compete because of Dombrowski and what he did at the trade deadline, but.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So far, you sound better than Fritz did when he
started. No, thank you.
Fritz started here. He was brutal, man.
Yeah, he was. We had to teach him pretty much everything.
Somebody did.
Chris, give me a great place to see a sports event.
One last point. Yep. The only reason McFailure was here is because he's golf buddies with Middleton, and his Ivy League wannabe Theo Epstein, left-handed shortstop or cardboard appliance in a model home. It looks good but doesn't work.
Did you get all this from the Odyssey app?
I got to get that app myself. There's a lot on there. Well, you had an agenda, didn't you, Chris?
That's a machine.
I love it. It's fine, Chris. That's what we're here for. Now, give me something to see. I want to go to a great ballpark or stadium.
Well, I pitched at the old Yankee Stadium, and I pitched at Camden Yards, and I pitched at...
Take a pick. Give me one right now.
I would go... I like the Red Sox. It's just a little bit more unique.
No,
taken three times.
I would like to now put mine on the table.
What?
No, thanks.
And you've been there. My nominee.
Oh, jeez. Okay, sorry, you can do that. I'm the judge.
And I no longer would put it in this class, but I saw Camden Yards when it opened.
Right.
And it was spectacular. Now, you were there during this Odyssey, right?
Where?
Is it still great? What's it like now there?
I mean, Utah Street is immaculate.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And it started it all. Once Camden Yards was built, the experience around the ballpark was built. And other people followed suit. And it blew up baseball in a wonderful way when it comes to the experience of going into the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Other than
it's
the
still
vet,
great.
Yeah. You know, you awesome. Go into the vet, you're right. Like, all right, I'm here for a game.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got you. But that's an experience. Mm-hmm. All right. Sam, what was the worst ballpark?
Well, it was, it's a pretty easy answer, the Oakland Coliseum.
It was real bad.
Oh, it was horrible. When you walked into the concourse, you felt like you were leaving a parking garage.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. And you did you place Wrigley ahead of Fenway or the other way around? Wrigley ahead of Fenway. You too? Both of you?
I like Wrigley more.
Wrigley more. I tell you what, those old ballparks, But they're not as – when you're sitting in the seats, were you sitting in the seats at Fenway?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Were you pointing towards center field?
We were.
See, I told you most of the seats don't aim at home plate.
The ones in right field don't.
That's right?
That's where we were.
That's where you were. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any problem getting tickets?
No. So sometimes the teams will reach out and a lot of the teams gave us tickets, which is pretty cool.
All right. Did they ever give you like really front row kind of things?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some cities, there's a lot of seats available.
There were, right? Did you go to any ballpark that was completely filled?
I would say the Dodger Stadium was.
Dodger Stadium.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's rare right now, right?
Yeah, it is.
When you going around to all these places, do you feel that baseball has a healthy future? Or is it a concern now because your generation is not big on this sport the way my generation was?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's all overblown because you go to the games, like Dodgers fan, like the Dodger fan base, they're always going to be going to Dodgers games. As long as the Phillies are somewhat average, like there will be fans at the Phillies games. I mean, you have these teams like the St. Louis Cardinals. That's a baseball town through and through. And there will always be people at Busch Stadium. So I honestly think the MLB is trying to do this thing where they're trying to make baseball better for people who already don't like baseball.
Right.
And that's all it is. You gotta work with the game that you got already that got you to this point. And that's it.
All right, simple. Here's what I got to know. You guys, are you both single?
Yeah,
we are.
All right, they're both good-looking people.
I guess.
Right? All right, guys. So you're on the road, two single guys, and I'm looking at one picture where you're posing with three hot dogs, and this was in Cleveland.
I thought you were going to say three hot girls.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, show me the picture.
I like that picture.
One of the hot dogs is a hot girl. Right? One of the girls.
That's our friend Onion.
Guys, I got to know this. Did you meet any attractive females during your trip?
Yeah, here and there.
There was a lot of time.
Yeah? Here and there. Mm-hmm. Did you go to bars and stuff?
Yeah.
Meet girls? Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of room in the van?
Well, you're already ahead of Jack Fritz.
He's not even here. Man. Oh my God.
They killed. I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah, you guys, seriously, guys, I love these kind of stories, and you guys did it up, man. You'll remember this trip the rest of your life.
Oh, that's
18,000
right.
miles, great stories to tell, and the final appearance is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the doubleheader. You're going to watch both games?
Both games.
Yes, sir.
Suckers nice. For punishment.
Get back to that luxury RV, guys. Right.
That's Sam and Seamus.
Been through hell.
Glavin and guys, it was really a thrill to have you guys in. Thank you for doing this on 2 hours sleep.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's living life.
They're having a blast. Yeah, this is when you do it, when you're young.
No, do you understand now? What? I've convinced myself next summer I'm taking
You are not. You are not going to see
I'm every... going 18,000 miles.
Yeah. You've made 30
single again,
30
too.
30 ballparks.
I'll start in D.C. with Gail.
You'll end in D.C. too.
Someone else with who knows.
At least you'll have a nice van out of it.
Boys, thank you for doing it. 215-592-9494. When we return, Al, Brian Billick on Eagles and soft training camps. That's next.